Faith, belief, and magic. What does it all mean? What does it matter? We're going to dive into faith today. Talk a little bit about it. Let's go. Happy May, or whenever you happen to be listening to this. I hope spring and weather and sunshine are all upon you. Today we are talking about faith. And we're not talking about having faith in yourself. We have done many episodes about having faith in yourself. We're talking about the faith beyond yourself. What do you believe in? What do you have faith in? What kind of magic do you use? Do you create? Do you believe exists? Now, let's just get down to brass tacks for a minute. I believe in God. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I love reading the Bible. I think it is the best personal development book that has ever been written. And I tell you this because for years, I have been faith shamed myself. I have not been comfortable talking about faith. I have not been comfortable expressing my faith. I have not thought it belonged in my business or in my journey for some reason. I've learned a lot along the way on why that might be. But what I can tell you is I'm just going to drop that here so we all know what I believe in. Now, this episode is not about me telling you what to believe. This episode is not about me trying to push an agenda or tell you that you have to have certain beliefs in this world to be successful. That's not true. What is true is you got to believe in something. And here's what I mean by that. There is a world beyond you. There's an entire universe beyond you. And here's what I learned in my years of being resisting my faith, in my years of holding it back. I've learned that when you don't believe in something, when you don't have faith in something, when you don't allow magic into your life, it's very lonely. Like, let me just say this to you. If you have to go through this life and this business journey thinking that you have to do this all on your own, there is no type of magic in the world, no type of divine intervention, no type of universal energy, no type of frequency, no type of oversight that can help you, that you can stop at any minute and just speak to and ask questions of and give gratitude to. It's a really, really, really hard way to go through life and own a business. And here's what I've learned. There's no harm in believing in something. There's no harm in harnessing magic to your benefit. Even if all it does is relieve some pressure, make you feel like you're not alone. That alone is enough for an argument to have faith in something. Now, let's just settle this right now. There is no right or wrong when it comes to faith and belief and magic. And I keep using the word magic, I want you to know, because I don't have a personal agenda for what you have to believe in any way, shape, or form. Some people believe in the universe and they think there is frequency and energy. Now, that's not a thought. There actually is frequency and energy surrounding us on this planet. It's been proven through science. So belief in frequency alone or universal energy, scientific, that's easy to grasp onto if that's all it is. Belief in anything beyond that, in a God, in a religious belief, in any sort of way, Allah, whatever it might be, is a choice you get to make. It's free choice. You don't have to believe in something because your parents believed in it. In fact, one of the reasons I think I was so disgruntled with my faith is because of my upbringing and not necessarily my parents, right? I was raised Catholic and I was in a Catholic church, and I'm not saying it's my parents. I'm saying the Catholic church itself that I had experience with, or churches I had experience with, really disappointed me. And it shook my faith for quite a while. And here's something I actually learned that really helped. if you're ever disappointed by a church or by the church in any way, just remember, it's not the faith that you're disappointed in. It's the people. Churches are run by people. And people make mistakes. And people do things wrong. And people have ill intentions. And people have bad motives. You hear about it all the time. Doesn't matter if it's a church, it's a priest, it's a leader, whatever. You can be disappointed in the people, but it shouldn't affect your faith. And so that's a whole other conversation. We're not going to go down that road. But it really had me understand that my faith doesn't have to be tied to a specific set of rules and religion and organized fashion and a certain church and whatever the case. So I expanded myself and just allowed myself to now have faith, to read a Bible, to pray to a God, to all of it, without having to declare a religious affiliation or abide by a set of rules other than what I believe from the Bible. And so when I got back into the Bible and started reading it, Laura and I have been on this journey a little bit, and I'm like, this is the best personal development book I've ever read. And you've heard me talk about the five givens before, and I now know that the five givens, if you want to look them up, look up the five givens of life. The five givens have been like a staple on my teachings, on my coaching, on my life. And I realized the five givens is just one of the best summaries of the entire Bible I've ever read. Like, let me just give you the five givens for a minute so you can understand this. This is by David Rico. It's called The Five Things We Cannot Change and the Happiness We Find by Embracing Them. It's really, these are the five givens. Okay. Everything changes and everything ends. Things do not always go according to plan. Life is not fair. Pain is part of life. People are not loving and loyal all the time. Those five sentences summarize the Bible to me, right? In such an amazing way. But there's something I've been using for so long. And now I know, obviously, these things, yes, come from life, but they also come from faith. They come from so many things. Actually, I was on an Academy call a few weeks ago, and I talked about this theory of magic and faith a little bit. I'm going to drop that excerpt in here because I did, a great job on talking about it. And I want you to hear exactly what I said. Listen. Okay. If you are religious in any way, or you believe in God or have faith, there is one person who knows what you want. And it's not you, just so you know. It's God, it's universe, it's magic, it's whatever you want. I heard someone referring to all belief as just magic. Okay. And now I'm not here to preach to you or tell you that you have to believe in God or anything like that. That's a journey I'm on, and that's totally fine for me. It doesn't have to be yours. But here's what I'll tell you. My friend Tony Robbins actually put this absolutely perfectly. So I'm telling you right now, these are his words. I just want to share them with you. He said, imagine God comes down to this earth one day, and he sits down and he walks around and he goes up to one guy and he says, hey, I'm God. I created all this. I'm just curious what you think of the creation I have made for you. And the guy turns to God and he says, well, I'm glad you showed up. About fucking time. God's face drops. And he says, listen, I got to tell you, why the hell did you make this place so hot and so cold? And why the heck did you break up all this land? And why do birds crap on my car? And why? And why? And why are people are so mean? And why did you make fire ants? Do you know that these things bite you and it hurts? This is ridiculous. You got a lot of work to do, buddy. God walks away and he's kind of shaking his head and he's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what happened. Been away for a few thousand years and look at this shit, right? And then God walks up to another guy and he says, I'm going to try this one more time. Hey, buddy, look. I'm God. I created this whole thing. I just wanted to come down here for a minute and ask you what you thought. And God kind of steps back for a minute. And the guy says, he bows down immediately and says, God, oh my, this is such an honor. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything you created. Thank you for, the warmth I feel when the sun is out. Thank you so much for the coziness I get to feel when the winter's here. I get to get cozy and feel warm myself. Thank you so much for the amount of people that not challenge me, the different people who force me to grow and be better. Thank you. And can I just tell you one more thing, God? And God's like, sure. And those little red ants that you made, Let me tell you something. Unbelievable. These things are a millionth the size of me. And these little fuckers will come up and bite me? What, like, energy those things have. Good job. You are the man, right? Let me ask you a question now. Who do you think God wants to hang out with when he's on earth? He want to hang out with the first guy, or he want to hang out with the second guy? And here's Tony Robbins' point. He says this to anyone who argues with him that there's not God, a magic, a universal energy of whatever kind you want to think there is. It's not a specific religion at all. It's open to anyone. Whatever, if you don't believe in magic, I'm just going to call it magic. If you don't believe in magic, maybe it's because you're the first guy. And maybe it's because magic never wants to be around you. Maybe because magic has no interest in hanging out in your life. So maybe there is magic. You just don't know it because you're so busy complaining, arguing, and being negative about everything. And it's the same in life. When you get into that rut of complaint and argument and complaining, you notice a lot less people want to hang out with you. If you don't have that really annoying friend that you don't want to be friends with anymore, just for a minute, consider, could it be you? And maybe it's not, and that's totally okay. Maybe you have a great friend circle. I have worked so hard. I didn't realize this. I've complained for the past 6 to 8 years. 6 to 8 years, I have complained to the fact that it's so hard to make friends. It's almost impossible as an adult to find new people and not be a creep, but ask them for like their phone number if they want to hang out sometime as a 35 to 40 year old married man is fucking weird. Like, and I watch my kids go up to a kid and be like, nice shoes, want to play? And they're best friends now. And I'm like, why is it so hard as adults? But I've spent 8 years complaining about this. Then I woke up a few weeks ago and one guy had messaged me and was like, do you want to hang out? Do you want to do a weekend together? Do you want to do something? And I was like I work with this person. He's a client. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that could be fun. I really need a break. And he's like, here's what I need. I just need, you know, to meet some new people or hang around people who are eagles, hang around people who will lift me up. I've been hanging around people who have brought me down for so long. And I'm like, that's cool. Yeah, I'd love to do that. We start talking about, you know, when could it work, and our schedules were a mess. And then I got the idea and I'm like, well, I got another guy who I consider a friend. I consider a family, like brothers, down in Texas, who's right now going through a fire like you wouldn't believe. And I know he needs this too. And you know what? I actually have another guy who's nearby in Texas. They're only like 20 minutes from each other, who's also going through a fire right now. I know. And probably could use this too. I know about 10 guys who could use this, but let's try to take this little thing and do it. And then I had these three men stand up and be like, we're all in. Yeah, let's hang out. Let's do this. Let's go fishing. Let's go this. And I'm just like, all right, but listen, there's some sweat equity that's got to be done. And then we could spend a day or two having some fun. That's great. And I looked at Laura and I'm like, I've spent 8 years. Most of these guys who I am hanging out with next weekend have worked with me for a minimum of 4 to 5 years. Crazy. And for the last 8 years, I've been complaining, okay, that I don't have any friends. I can't meet people. I can't build relationships. The entire time, it was there. But the magic won't find me if I complain about everything. And that's where I realized, as soon as Tony said that, I was like, I don't care if it's God. I don't care if it's a Buddha. I don't care if it's universe. I don't. Believe whatever you want. But if you don't believe in magic, magic will not believe in you. And I do not want to live a life where magic does not believe in me in any kind of way, shape, or form. There is a universal magic. There are too many coincidences in this world for there not to be magic. And so I will call it magic for the rest of my life because I don't want anyone to feel pressured to believe or do a certain thing. It's called magic. That's all it is. And you can believe in whatever you want, but please believe in some magic in your life.
Okay, even after listening to that just now myself, I don't know what else to tell you about this, except I believe there's importance in believing in magic. I don't believe that everyone has to believe the same thing I believe, or I don't believe that, or I don't think that everyone has to have faith the same way I have faith. But in order for you to have faith in yourself, I think you have to learn what faith really is. And faith is complete trust in something. And so for you, what is it going to be? Just ask yourself that. And if it's going to be nothing and that's your choice, that's okay. I just want you to know there is a path, there is a way that gives you the opportunity to not feel so lonely. One of the biggest complaints I hear in entrepreneurship is loneliness. Oh, it's so lonely building a business, so lonely building a business. Doesn't have to be. Yes, there's coaching. Yes, there are amazing communities like the Academy. And yes, there are, religious affiliations. There are community networks. There are things you can believe in, things you can pray to. Look, I learned this. Prayer is not, does not have to be a religious practice. Prayer can just be a moment of reflection. Prayer can just be gratitude, and it can be to anything you want. Prayer is just a meditation. That's all it is. And so someone once told me, learn to pray. And I immediately got uncomfortable because I'm like, oh, are we pushing a religion here? Is that where this is going? Are you gonna tell me what I have to believe in? Because I was raised in a religion, in a church, where you were told what was right and wrong, what you had to believe in, what you couldn't do, what you could do, what other people could and couldn't do. And in some ways, I respect that. In other ways, I really, really resisted it. So I don't like anyone telling me what I have to do or have to believe in. That's not at all what I want. So as soon as they said learn to pray, I thought, oh boy, here we go. Then they explained themselves. They said, prayer is just an open conversation. Just talk to the universe. Talk to anyone you want. Just don't feel so lonely. Learn to pray. Learn to ask for what you want. Learn to attract what you want. And when they started to say that prayer was meditation, it really caught my attention. And it opened up a whole new world. And I would say over the last 6 months, it's really pushed me in a direction where I've complete open curiosity about my faith and complete open curiosity about inviting all the power of that in my life. And I can tell you this right now, it's, you know, I've had a religious affiliation for most of my life. I don't think I have explored faith the way I have recently for most of my life. And exploring faith openly and what I believe in and what I have faith in and not feeling so lonely has been one of the best cures for depression and anxiety and loneliness that I have felt in a very, very, probably ever. So again, this is in no way me telling you what you have to believe, what you have to do, or anything like that. I have zero agenda for you. I'm sharing my experience. I'm sharing my insights. And I'm hoping that it might spark something in you like it sparked something in me when someone had a similar conversation with me. This is me paying it forward. This is also me being upfront and putting my faith out there without the shame and guilt that I think I had for years about it. And that's a really hard thing to do. So I appreciate your time, your patience. I appreciate you listening to this. And I appreciate your openness to hear my point of view. You know, every week I bring you a point of view. This one just feels more personal. And this one's important because next week I dive into something that is very close to me. I dive into basically the formula, the theory that has driven me for the past, well, since 2019. And I think even further than that, I just didn't realize it. And it's called Fire 2X. It's not only my license plate. It's not only one of my clients' license plates. It's not only soon to be some of my other clients' license plates. It's a movement. And I want to invite you in on it. And so I'm going to explain what Fire 2X means next week. But I think we had to have this conversation about magic before that happens. All right. Now, if you want the Academy, I'm going to give you a special offer. That's it. I really want to have more impact in this world. And so we played with a few different offers and I'm going to try this out. $300 off this month in May, $300 off the Academy. So it's regularly $997 for lifetime access, which is not going to last forever. And I'm going to give you $300 off. You can come in right now. You pay $697. Just enter the code FIRE2X. The May month is all FIRE2X month. FIRE2X, all one word, and you can get in the Academy for $697. One-time fee, lifetime access. That's a weekly call. That's the vault. That's everything I have to offer. Actually work with me directly on Friday calls. Put your hand up, ask a question, get my help. But you can also hear lots more fire on there than you can on the podcast. And I promise you this, I don't know how much longer this podcast is going to run. I'm putting so much effort and so much steam into the academy that that's really where I want to put my energy. That's really where I want to put this. And so I'm trying to get as much into this podcast as I can, but I'll let you know, my goal is to take this thing, close the doors and be inside the academy. So if you like what you hear and you're doing this, there's no better time than right now just to jump in. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Fire 2X is next week. Have a good week, guys. That's right. The Academy is now $300 off. So it was $997. Take the $300 coupon code of FIRE2X and you get it for $697. That's lifetime access, a call every single week, plus access to the vault and all my courses. www.debareno.ca/academy. Let's go.